the Jags got beat down. Beat the hell down by the Buffalo Bills. And listen, the Bills, I think they right now, we'll do power rankings. And I know a lot of power rankings have the Chiefs at the top. And I think it's just because people view the Chiefs as the champs and they're just in a different type of thing. But to me, if there were lists that said the Buffalo Bills are playing the best, I think they are. I think they have looked to be the most impressive team in the league the first 3 weeks. So that's one part. They've blown out the last two opponents they've played. 47-10, that's just embarrassing for a team that don't have no major injuries, really, that we could speak of that had playoff aspirations. And I know when you're watching that and you saw this and you saw how bad it looked with Trevor and that interception, they've showed multiple angles of that interception. He overthrew that receiver by, like he thought it was Manute Bol going up to get that thing.
It will not be a good night.
He thought it was, I don't know who he thought, Victor. He thought that was who was throwing that ball up to over his head and gift-wrapped a pick to DeMar Hamlin. It looked really, really bad, but I know it drove you to say, Jacksonville's coming into town next week, and you got now expectations for the Texans.
Yeah, look, I mean, the Texans need a get-right game. I mean, the Texans haven't played what we would call even A-rated Texans football yet as a team. They need a get-right game, and damn it, the Jags are just that. After watching them last night, look, the Bills rolled up 47 on them. It could have been 60-plus, man. They scored a touchdown on their first five possessions,
yeah, Mitch
Ron.
Mitch Trubisky got in the game. Then.
I mean, they scored five straight possessions touchdowns, and it was messed through a goose easy, man.
It was so easy.
And if you the TV copy, you can't always tell what the hell's going on. But if you listen to, it was Dan Orlovsky. Was Spears on there with him calling that game?
Oh, no.
I just saw the private jet they were taking home. But anyway, they were talking about it. And, I mean, and during the game, they're talking about it. And it's like at halftime now, not after the first two touchdowns, at halftime, after five straight touchdowns, the commentators are talking about, yeah, man, look, if Jacksonville doesn't quit playing man defense, they're just going to get torched. They clearly don't have answers and can't cover Buffalo's guys. I'm like, really? That's where we're at with the Jacksonville Jaguars. We're at a spot with them where they're afraid to play zone defense.
I'm sure they vomited in the stands.
The defense was awful. And then by the time you get to Trevor Lawrence, like Trevor Lawrence looks rookie quarterback lost. Like we've all seen that. And not CJ, obviously. We didn't have to deal with it here. We didn't have to deal with it, to be honest with you. We didn't deal with it with Deshaun either. But you know the rookie quarterback, like the guy that's playing because he was drafted early on and he's deer in headlights and has no business being on the field. And you can tell the game's moving way too fast for him. And he's not seeing things clearly. You can say that about Trevor Lawrence last night. I don't know about the first two games of Jacksonville that they lost, but last night, you can say for the majority of that game, he looked like deer in the headlights, not sure what to do with the football, not sure what this defense is doing to me right now, and I have no answers. I didn't think we would ever see that Trevor Lawrence because he played so much
in
college.
What's going on, man?
It's bad, man.
He looks... He's played a lot in the NFL.
Yeah, yeah. No, why were
people saying that this was the year? Like, it feels like the last 2 years, really. Like the prodigy that is Trevor, like great quarterback. Like, why was it going to be year four whenever he showed up that way?
Because year two, he played at a damn near Pro Bowl level and helped lead his team
damn near
to the second. Well, I mean, Pro Bowl's tough. In the AFC.
I know, but if Trevor Lawrence is going to be what people say or thought he was going to be, achievable.
The last 2 years, I think, because of coming off that season and they took the Chiefs to the limit in the second round of the playoffs, the thought was like, oh, boy, here they come. You saw him come back against Herbert and the Chargers in that year. And then the last 2 years, some people looked at injury was a case. But that's not just injury-wise yesterday. I mean, that interception, I can't get over. I mean, he was open to Clint. You could see, him coming across. And
well,
he just
that's the scary part. Is you're talking about a guy that, like, even at halftime of last night's game, I'm thinking back to that first round playoff game that they won before playing Kansas City. I'm thinking,
yeah, they were down 30.
He threw four picks in the second half, and
Them be down 30.
I said, well, if we've seen anybody do it of late, it's been Trevor. So let's see if he can make this interesting. That's how bad it was, and it was more of the same in the second half. I'm just telling you, Texans fans, like, this is exactly what the doctor ordered. The Jags are coming to NRG Stadium on Sunday. They absolutely stink on both sides of the football. And here's the thing. When you look at Trevor, and like the most alarming thing if I'm a Jacksonville fan is it looks like in his mind, and if you watch his feet, like the game is moving really, really fast. And guess what D'Amico Ryans likes to do? Defensively disguise and do some different things that are really pressure-wise. That are gonna make you like slow the game down mentally. Like he's gonna have Trevor Lawrence in a blender.
Yeah.
I mean he's gonna have Trevor Lawrence in a blender.
They better find some answers.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So
I mean, for their sake.
Yeah, this is
so let me ask you and the people this as we roll through. Let's say they come in here and the Texans win this game 27-21. Because you said they better go ahead and blow the doors off this group. They win 27-21. What's the reaction? How are we going to be?
Well,
feeling?
I think it depends on how that goes down. I mean, I just
and not a 27-21 where the Jags tackling something late.
Yeah,
it's a game.
I think again, if the Jacksonville Jags, they have players, so it's not like it wasn't last year when Allen their rush edge
just destroyed Tunsil. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Right. Well, I'm gonna tell you what he didn't abuse nothing last night.
Yeah. I'll tell you what 27-21 would tell me. I start stacking them up against a team we think is one of the best in the AFC, and that's the Bills that just took care of them. At that point, I start thinking Texans
at home. Yeah. Like, both teams are at home.
Absolutely, Tyler. There's no doubt about it. Now, if Trevor Lawrence comes in here and he just is dropping dimes and lights the stadium on fire, which he's capable of doing. We've seen him do it before, so it's not. Now, if that's the case and the Texans get into a shootout or the Texans, it's a tighter game, then I can play the card of, hey, it's the NFL, it's hard to win around here. That was a good game. That was a good win. But now if the Texans play down to their level, we're gonna have some real problems.
Yeah. Because now it's like, are you playing down? Because we could say they played down to the level of the Bears. They played down to the level of the Colts.
They?
Now that would be three down to the levels. Yeah, I'm with you. This should be, based off what we've seen, a pissed off, ready to play Texans team